We are not done with you, Emma said. I tried to break loose, but her nails cut into my arm, that witch.
And what do you two think you are doing?
A voice yelled. It was Pop. She and Maine came running, just in time.
Let her go, Maine said, right now, and then get lost.
Ha! We have every right to be here,
Alma said, but she let go of me anyway.
You have every right to get lost, Pop growled, and it cannot happen soon enough.
We did not want to stay here anyway, Alma said.
Yeah, something smells here, Emma added. They tossed their heads and swung their hips as they left.
I'm so glad you came, I said.
Anytime, Maine laughed.
Next time, don't just run away, Pop said. That only encourages them. Why didn't you say something? Just answer back.
It is no use, I said. Then we will just get into a fight.
Fine, she said. Then you could really tell them a thing or two.
That is easy for you to say, I thought.
We actually came to ask you something, Maine said. Do you want to go to the castle after school?
That is a great idea, I said. That put me back in a good mood.
2. On our way home from school, we stopped at the castle. It is not a real castle. It is a big, old, empty house. From the outside, it looks sad and deserted, but it has a secret that the three of us know. The castle is a kind of portal into other worlds. Every time we walk through one of the doors in there, we end up somewhere fantastic. The great hall of the castle was just as quiet and dusty as always. We opened a door in the hall and went through a long hallway which led us into a big cave. The floor and the walls consisted of round knobs and pillows of black stone. It looked like hardened whipped cream, except for the colour, of course.
Why are these cliffs so bubbly?
Pop asked.
I think...